precious time as life is on loan. Like an alien on a lost ship by the sun. No giving up. Debris flies, his feet burn. Re-entry as his feet touch the earth. He'll never learn. He's burning up and coming home.
That was Burning Up, Coming Home from the EP Lookout, released just a couple of days ago by Johnny Porter, a multi-instrumentalist and singer-songwriter who blends rock, blues, and alternative country, and who started his career as the drummer in the reggae rock band Stalefish. I spoke with Johnny over Skype. Johnny, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you, May. Thank you for having me.
Let's start off with going way back to your early musical history. Did you grow up in a really musical family?
It wasn't a hugely musical family per se. My parents definitely had me listening to stuff from a younger age, but I basically learned instruments and learned which bands that I was into from my older brother, Matt. We're 5 years apart. So, you know, I remember specifically around maybe between 6 and 8, like Aerosmith was introduced to me and Metallica, a lot of those kind of like older, harder rock bands and some heavy metal bands. And I fell in love with that type of music. And then also with learning the instruments, like I said, like basically like hand me down, like I learned on all my brother's older instruments and he was starting bands when he got into high school. So that's basically how it began for me. Yeah.
Do you remember what the very first record was that you ever bought for yourself?
Yeah, Big Shiny Tunes 2 was the first album that I bought personally with my own money. So that was like, I'm sure you're aware of it, Much Music in Toronto would release like a compilation of all the biggest songs kind of that year of videos that they had spun. So I remember on that one specifically, like Marilyn Manson's Beautiful People was on it and Blur's Song 2 was on it. So that was pivotal for me. But yeah, that was the very first album I bought. It was a CD, so yeah.
You started out your career as the drummer for the rock reggae band Stalefish.
Yeah.
And got to do all kinds of touring with lots of awesome bands, including one of my favorites, The English Beat.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your time with Stalefish.
So I was going to college in London, Ontario. And kind of the house that I moved into with my three best friends, we moved directly beside three members of Stalefish, of that band. And we all became really close. We were going out a lot, going to shows together, like downtown London. And then their original drummer, Derek Goodwin, ended up starting a family and had to place his obligations elsewhere. So there was that opening and I auditioned and I luckily was asked to play with them, and that was in the fall of 2008. So yeah, that was about 4 years that I played with them, and I got to do some really cool stuff. Some of like the fondest memories musically for me, like touring for a bit on the 2009 Vans Warped Tour. We came across Canada a couple times and played in Victoria and Vancouver, Kelowna, and Calgary. So yeah, that definitely opened up my eyes to what you could do and it could be as a smaller indie musician in Canada. And that kind of got me hooked and addicted. And yeah, I had a blast playing in that band. I've always loved, it's cool that you said the English Beats, one of your favorite bands. I love them as well. Bob Marley, obviously, I grew up with, and Peter Tosh, and I've always had a huge fondness for reggae and ska, and you know, a lot of the bands that Stomp Records signed in the late 90s, like Sub and the Planet Smashers, and yeah, you name it. I've always been into that sort of stuff, and NOFX and punk rock, and yeah.
How do you usually approach your songwriting? Do you tend to start out with a hook or a riff or a beat or an idea for the lyrics?
It depends. I spend a lot of time just practicing and noodling on the guitar, and I'll typically record a lot of that time on my cell phone, just on the voice recorder. And I'll go back and I'll kind of just see if there was some, or, you know, stuff that I kind of remember that I liked that I was kind of riffing on. So typically musically, if the song's going to start that way, that's how it starts. So like, for example, the first song on the new EP, Burning Up, Coming Home, it starts with kind of like a heartbeat pulse of a reverse delay pedal. So what I ended up doing this, like at home for that, I was recording it on my phone and I looped a couple layers of the guitar doing that. And then like I clicked into the reverse setting on the pedal and it kind of set up this whole atmosphere for that song. So that's just an example musically there. Lyrically, honestly, it's I usually will just hear something. Like the other day, like someone said the phrase, "How do you like my haircut?" And I started to think like, oh my God, that could be really kind of poppy and cool as a hook and a chorus. So that's typically how it happened, watching a TV show or watching CNN or a news network or something like my partner Glenna will say around the house that I kind of just like about her son, for example. I'll give you another example. We were out in the back just relaxing and she said, you know, no matter what he does, I'm going to love him anyways. And I was like, oh, that's a perfect line for a chorus in a song too. So that's typically how it'll happen. And then I'll work around those catchphrases or hooks, if we want to call them that. And I'll kind of try and puzzle in the verses and coherently kind of come up with stuff that relates to me, or I think will in turn relate to other people. So that's essentially how all the songs happen.
You just mentioned that your new EP has just dropped. Tell me a little about the title track, Lookout.
Yeah, so Lookout essentially came out all in one burst. I think I wrote the song acoustically and vocally in probably about 20 minutes. Basically, a lot of the words and the vocal melody that I kind of freestyled on the spot when I was just by myself at home jamming, I ended up writing down, and it was being recorded on my phone, and I kept it. And I sent it to Steve, the engineer at the studio here in Oakville that I work with. And, it was one of the first songs. It's always been one of my favorites. Personally, I relate to it more than a lot of the other ones on the new EP that has come out recently. And, you know, a lot of people that have read, my bio or might have seen some of my opiate awareness stuff on, Instagram or Facebook will know that I did struggle with heroin and opiate addiction. So that song to me, it's essentially about looking in the mirror and criticizing yourself. So, you know, it's funny because a lot of people hear that song and they go, oh, and some of the reviews that came out, they think I'm singing about someone else. And universally, that's great if you can relate to it that way. But essentially, I'm actually criticizing myself the whole time. And the chorus hook is look out, here comes the way to the world. And it's basically just an ode to when you denigrate yourself into that hole and you kind of hit rock bottom and you're not really working and you're not really supporting yourself and you're leaning on others because you do have a drug addiction that bad, and you're shattering relationships, and it just can kind of start to seem like everything is out to get you. But in turn, really, if you're looking in the mirror, you're actually your own worst enemy, and you're creating all those problems yourself. So I do love the song universally. I think anyone could relate to it. And I think if you're into bands like ZZ Top or the Black Keys or just blues rock and roll in general, I think there's something for everyone in that song.
You walk around like you're some kind of saint, confidant bullshit, but that's your way. Look out, here comes the weight of the world. Like some kind of devil, pentagram, crucifix, but it's no trouble. Look out, here comes the weight of the world. Look out, here comes the weight of the world. Don't stop for the coffee, boy, don't light that smoke. Pedal hard, pedal real, real hard with your favorite toy. Stuck in those holes, look out, look out, look out. Here comes the weight of the world, look out, look out, look out. Here comes the weight of the world, look out. You walk around like your shit don't stink, but last night you were stroking purple, licking pink. Oh my, heaven save me now. You walk around like some kind of babe, ice cold undercover, hot and naughty today.